Yo, what's going on, guys? It is a JVL Primetime Sports Podcast. We are back. Last time we were on here, last episode, we talked about our 12-game win streak. If y'all didn't know, we extended it to a 17-game win streak. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about the league awards that are currently out right now, which is Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, and Coach of the Year. So if you didn't know, Rookie of the Year, we all knew. There was no doubt, Paige Bueckers.
I have some doubt, but you know, nobody cares about what I got going on.
I mean, I had no doubts in Paige. The way she been carrying Dallas, and the way her season is, that's also probably why. Who did you have for Rookie of the Year?
Sonya.
I had Sonya too, honestly, though.
The reason why I had Sonya as Rookie of the Year. Because I know sometimes it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I said that before. But, bro, Sonya has literally been consistent from the tip-off of the season to the end of the season. And Washington almost made the playoffs because of Sonya. That's Sonya true. And Kiki is what kept them fighting for the playoffs. Yeah, Paige, cool. She dropped 19 points. We figured that was going to happen. 5 assists, cool. But I was reading the article, and they're talking about she had 230-point games, including the 44. But she lost. Yeah, she dropped 44 points against the Sparks. But did she go home with a W? No. She went home and took that L and had a good nap. That's what she had.
KP had that game, crazy game winner too. So, props to KP.
everybody was talking about Paige winning Rookie of the Year. Literally the night she got drafted. As soon as she got drafted, they was talking about Rookie of the Year. Then Sonya came out and was doing Sonya things. And literally, after the first 12 to 15 games, they was literally talking about how Sonya was a front runner of running Rookie of the Year. And then all of a sudden, Paige get on a little run, and it's like, oh yeah, we not worried about Washington about to make the playoffs because of Sonya over here. We just worried about this terrible, horrible, doo-doo Dallas team over here who can't get a W out of the bucket swimming in the ocean.
That's true.
Don't do my Sonya like that. Cold piece of work. That girl worked hard all season for that. Just to see her trophy get handed to somebody else just based off her name. What type of stuff is that? No. You supposed to give to people who earned it off of the hard work, the grind, and the grit. And they was like, oh, well, Sonya didn't win. Sonya ain't got to win Rookie of the Month. That stuff is just a formality. They just used that stuff up just to hype up Paige. They was going to vote Paige anyway. Paige could have went out there and had 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and they still would have gave her Rookie of the Month. That's why they need to change the way these sportscasters and sports reporters is out here putting in their votes. It don't make no sense the way they voting. It don't make no sense the people. First of all, who is these people that's out here voting anyway?
Broadcasters, I think, reporters.
People you don't even know.
Exactly. If we had honestly, my Rookie of the Year, maybe because I am biased, I wanted Aaliyah Nye to get it. She was perfect for us. Aaliyah Nye, I wanted Kiki even too, but, you know.
That's the crazy part because after the first 15 games, the front runners for Rookie of the Year was Sonya and Kiki from Washington. Which was crazy. Because I was like, oh, can they be the underdogs to win it over Paige? They literally was talking about that. And then all of a sudden, Paige got a little hot. She turned a little stove on. And they just ran with it. They were just patiently waiting for Paige to get hot so they can find a way to give her Rookie of the Year. Even though she was not playing what she was supposed to play in the first half of the season. They were just waiting for her to have one game where she scored 30 points. Then she had another game where she scored 44 points and lost and a Rookie of the Year.
Well, I guess that's how it is, man. I wanted Kiki Sonya to get it, and I did go with my bias self. Obviously, I'm an Aces fan. I went with bias and went with Aaliyah Nye. She was solid, and then things went down. But we know it's okay. I still love my baby Rook. Aaliyah, if you ever watch this, I love you, baby Rook. I love you, baby girl. You know, I love you for real. Anyways, yeah, that's what Rookie of the Year is. I mean, I wish there was a say for us to even vote, but I guess they don't even give the fans. The only things we get voting is All-Star voting. That's all we get.
Don't get me started on All-Star voting. If you want to take voting away from the fans, take away All-Star voting. Take that away. Because the way they voted for Indiana they was like, oh, they going to be in Indiana, so we just going to vote for every. But you could have been the 13th player on the team, even though they even got 13 players. You could have been that low on the roster for Indiana, and they still would have voted for you. Ridiculous.
Yup. We can go on and on about it all we can with our votes, but you know what? It would be too much. But the other awards that has came out is Defensive Player of the Year. Well, actually, before I get to that, Most Improved Player of the Year was out, and that was Veronica Burton, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was Veronica. Definitely agree with that 100%. You know, big shout out to Veronica Burton. She really had a great season. Definitely got Most Improved. Well deserving for that award.
She had to improve. She was playing for Golden State.
Yeah. The first expansion team.
If somebody had to put that team on their back, it had to be Veronica. You know, Tiffany Hayes was out there. But didn't she get injured or something?
She got injured, yeah. She didn't play in the playoffs.
She was out.
Kayla Thornton's out. I think she tore. Did she tear an ACL?
They went.
Yeah, she tore something. She tore an ACL, right?
Yeah, it was her knee, yeah.
Yeah, it was an ACL injury, so she was out the rest of the season. Tip was playing a little, but then Tip ended up getting injured during the playoffs, and then Tip couldn't play.
Then they went and got Kate Martin, and they said, oh, no, we're just going to put her on the bench. And then couldn't figure out what they had going on with her. Kayla Charles out there, I don't know. I ain't gonna speak on that. That's above my pay grade. I don't know what she got going on.
Me too, bro. Me too.
So they needed Veronica to go out there and do what she's supposed to do.
And she did exactly what she was supposed to do. She was hooping. She was doing her thing. So big shout out to Veronica. Good. You know, I'm not gonna cuss, but y'all know what I'm gonna say. But yeah, big props to Veronica. Good thing. Well deserving. At all. And then we got Coach of the Year. And also Valkyries. And that became Natalie Nicasse, the first Asian American coach to get it. I am Asian American myself, so I'm really happy for Natalie. But I mean, you know.
I think she's also the first player, the first coach in WNBA history to get swept out the playoffs after getting Coach of the Year too.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But I'm sure I'm being biased.
They should at least give it to Nate Tibbetts. Ain't no way you can tell me that you can take a team like Phoenix with the squad that you got. Yeah, they got all-star players over there, but half their team is rookies. And then he took that team to the fourth seed. And the funny thing about it is, they was always in the top five from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. Stay consistent. Didn't matter who was in the lineup, even though they switched the lineup multiple times, had to deal with multiple injuries, and still found a way to stay in the fourth spot. And then y'all telling me that he don't get no votes for Coach of the Year. Y'all gonna give it to the expansion team on the west side, knowing that they dealt with a conference that dealt with nothing but injury. You think they'd have been in the playoffs if the Sparks was healthy? No.
Nah, not at all.
No. You think they'd have been in the playoffs if Washington didn't trade away half the team for some odd reason? No.
I know one of them want to get out. Two of them want to get out. AC want to leave. Wait, was she on Washington? No. AC is on Washington. She wanted to get out of Seattle. Sykes wanted to leave. Slim wanted to leave. So
you think? I mean, you think Golden State with the made the playoffs if Chicago actually went out and got Angel some help? No. So come on now, Golden State came in at the right time, and they just capitalized off of it at the right moment. They were literally two games above 500. I don't know, not one coach of the year that coached a team that was two games above 500. You couldn't go to the NBA and see that.
Of course not. NBA is so different.
I'm telling you, they need to change these votes, man. Like, I don't know what y'all be looking at when it be coming to these votes. Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. You cannot be a eighth seed and have be two games above 500 and be like, yep, that's the best coach in the WNBA. No.
That's true. Me personally, I wanted Becky to get it. I said Becky, Nate. I'll even take Carl from Atlanta, but like, I'm even picking Becky, not because I'm being biased. Not only being biased, I'm not trying to be biased, but I might sound biased because I am an Aces fan, but the way Becky had us from, we were like in the trenches, we were, what, eight seed, ninth seed, whatever it was. We went from being there to the second seed right after the All-Star break. So, I'd at least, they would give Becky that at least, because that is crazy. So many people were on our heads about it, saying that we were horrible, Aces were not the same. And I told everyone, look, I'm taking words out of Asia, and I was going to say this later on, but I always will ride for my team. No matter how we look, how good we are, how bad we are, I will always bet on my team. Exactly what Asia said in the post-conference last game. So, you know, Asia, I took the word right. I took what she said, because I'm definitely a believer, because I was always betting on them. I never lost any faith in them. Some of y'all Aces fans, I might be some of y'all Aces fans that were not, that had no faith in us. I don't care what any of y'all say. I mean, I said it in a group chat. I said it wherever. You know what? It don't matter. Whatever. I know some Aces fans are actually like me and actually rolled for them no matter what. Had faith no matter what. Those of y'all who didn't, just because we had a bad season. And like I said before, not all teams are going to have a good season. I understand why y'all will be mad, because we're the best team in the league. But I don't think, like, I just don't like how people were. You see, I get mad to see this. I could go on and on about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm talking a little too much over it. But that's
just you got to be able to ride for your team no matter what. The good, the bad, the happy, the sad, the up, the down. You got to be able to stick out with your team no matter what.
Yup. I'm putting it out there, and I said it multiple times. I probably said it in a few episodes before. But look, I'm going to keep on saying it. Because I knew there was people that had no faith in us because we lost. But we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, that is just what I want to say about the team. I'm always betting on my team no matter what. Good, bad, whatever. What he just said took the word right out of my mouth. But yeah, that's my rant. Anyways, but yeah, Coach of the Year. Congrats to Natalie. First Asian American coach to get it. I am an Asian American myself, like I said before. So congrats to her. Proud of her. Happy for her. Even though it could have been other, you know, like Nate or even Becky and even Carl for Atlanta. But, you know,
I'd have felt better if they'd have gave it to Cheryl Reeves. Like, Lord, give it to somebody who deserved it.
But it looks like, I guess the voters.
I don't care how good Natalie looked. Voted her coach of the year. They wilding out over there.
Oh my God, bro.
They wilding out in Golden State. They saw Natalie. Ooh, Lord. Yeah, coach of the year. For what?
He funny, y'all. But, I mean.
Now, they was giving out coach of the year for the baddies. Then I'll be like, yeah, here you go. Natalie going to be my vote every time.
I was so dead.
We're talking about skills over here.
I was so dead. I mean, other than that, I will give props to Golden State. They had a very historic season, being in the league as an expansion team for the first time and making it to the playoffs. Even though they got swept, they still made a good playoff push. They did their thing. And honestly, me and my dad said before, if we didn't have Kayla or Tip injured, then the outcome would have been different. But, you know, there's nothing you can really do when you deal with injuries. The injuries that's been happening this whole season has been diabolical, but look,
I know what Golden State can do. They can go get Angel Reese.
That's exactly what I 100% agree with you on that. They do need some bigs.
You know,
we got way too many guards over there.
If you put Angel Reese with Kayla Thornton and Veronica, and then you got Tip coming off the bench, hey, Golden State might go from that eighth to that six or that five.
100% agree with you on that one. But the other award that was given out recently was Defensive Player of the Year. My Defensive Player of the Year is the one and only, my GOAT, my all-time GOAT, Asia Wilson. They gave it to Alana too, but I don't know what Cole is. My defensive player of the year is Asia all the way. That's just me. I don't know how y'all feel, but my defensive player of the year is Asia only.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I didn't care who won defensive player of the year, cause I knew they wasn't gonna. I knew Gabby wasn't gonna be involved in this, so I didn't really care.
Honestly, I feel like Gabby should have won it too, but like you said, the voting ain't the voting.
I guess Alana Smith had a good defensive year, and they just said, "Oh, we're just gonna go ahead and give it to her, just because she had a career high in blocks, because she's 6'4".
Which is crazy because Asia.
That's supposed to mean, but you know.
That's what I'm saying. Which is crazy because Asia is also 6'4", and her stats are through the roofs and a lot better. So, Asia defensive player of the year.
I just think sports broadcasters are just tired of giving awards to Asia, so they just like, no, we just gonna give it to somebody else.
We said this off camera too.
And then y'all gave it to Alana Smith, which I'm cool with, cause I ain't gonna lie. I can't talk too much about Alana Smith because I don't pay attention to her like that. So
I don't either.
It is what it is.
Honest. When I do, I mean, cool, but like, I don't pay full-on attention. But I didn't really do it.
I can say.
Congrats to her, though.
I can say this, though. She did hold it down for Minnesota when Fee was out for 11 games.
She did.
That's probably what a lot of broadcasters looked at. She did keep that defensive motor running for Minnesota when Fee was out with her foot.
Her ankle. I think it was an ankle injury. It was with her foot. One of those two.
I feel like they was lying anyway. Cause she came back too fast anyway. Like how
that
you,
is true.
How you going to get injured and then they're like, oh, we're just going to have you come back for the end of this. I thought she was going to sit out. Like until the playoffs, they was like, oh,
me
no, she's coming back. That's how I knew foot, ankle, they just wanted her to rest. That's
I guess so. But I mean, I don't know. My defensive player of the year is Asia. Clearly, my GOAT is right up there, and everything else, she's almost in everything behind me here. Anyways, Asia.
My defensive player of the year was Kia Stokes because. She steal my heart every game, and she helped me block out the haters.
Hey, so, I like that. I like that. I like that. That's real good. That's real good. But yeah, that's how the awards went this year. We got MVP coming. Well, no. Tomorrow we got sixth player of the year, and then
All right, we know who's winning that. That's not even. We ain't even gotta wait till tomorrow. Just go ahead. Come on, Teaspoon. Come get your award. Go ahead, slide it.
Yep.
Go ahead, Natisha. Come get your award.
Yup. And then we got MVP happening Sunday. Asia for MVP. That's just me, though. Anyways, that's the awards that are out right now.
I'm cool with Asia getting it because I know they're not going to give it to Alyssa. They don't love her like that. She got the stats. Listen, this is the skills. This is her skill level. This is her WNBA record-breaking season. Levels right here, right? And this is the respect. You can't even see the respect she get. It's that low.
It's pretty low.
The respect is way down there. It's too low. It's way down there. Nope. Cause I promise y'all probably won't never in y'all life will see a season that Alyssa Thomas is putting on right now. Y'all will probably never see it again. So. Y'all can waste that season all you want to. Hey, in my book, she MVP. But no, I'm just a little man chilling by myself. No, I ain't no sports writer, no sports broadcaster. No, my vote don't count. No, I thought we just ran with the numbers. But no, the names over numbers is what the WNBA is all about. Cause how is Kelsey Mitchell up there for MVP?
Oh, she's in the top five.
I don't even know how that even. Okay.
I don't know. I got Asia.
Cool.
And I said if Asia don't get it, I'd rather have AT get it. But if they don't give her that,
somehow Alicia Gray's up there.
I can see Alicia get it. Cool. But you know, look.
I can see if you was trying to figure out who's gonna be like the all team WNBA. Then I'm like, all right, cool. But yeah, if we was going to break it down, it should be three people.
Top three, not top five.
Asia, AT, and Fee. That's it. That's it.
That's really
I don't,
it.
I don't see why.
I don't know why we need two more people.
Everybody else.
I love Leech with all my heart, but look, I didn't think it was going to go to top five instead of top three. But, you know, I guess I guess this season different, man. I don't know. But look, my MVP voting go to Asia. Not that it matters. Not like they're going to listen to us fans just filming a little podcast episode on our opinions because we're not, we don't have the, you know, we don't have the, what's the word?
And the funny thing about it is, when they were showing the two front runners for MVP, they had Asia Wilson and Nafisa Collier, and they had their stats for their per 36. But what's funny is, if you look at Alyssa Thomas's per 36, she's averaging a triple-double, and she became the first person in WNBA history to do that.
That's exactly why I said that I'd much rather have AT get it if Asia don't get it.
But we're sitting over here talking about feet. Make that make sense.
Anything we say, people are just going to come at us, but that's just our own opinions, and if y'all don't like it, then too bad. Grow up, I guess. I might get us in trouble. Look, that's just our opinions on, you know, how the MVP moves, but, you know, that's how the award's coming out, and that's all we know as of right now. Anyways, let's get to the brighter things of other than us going off of our own opinions that will not be heard by these other people. Anyways, Aces on a roll, 17 game win streak. We went crazy. I am so proud of us. I mean, we did lose in game 3 against Seattle, but look, not game 3, game 2, my bad. Game 2 in Seattle, but I really wasn't as upset that we lost because it was only by 3 points.
Technically we didn't lose game 2. Technically we didn't lose game 2. See, what had happened was that we had game 1 in Vegas, and then we had game 2 in Seattle, and then there was like, what if we just give them this game and then go to Vegas and then win over there? That way we can celebrate with our people in our house. Cool. Yeah, sounds good. Let's do that. And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. They took our 17 win streak. You see, the one lost by 3 points. I wasn't tripping. There was other people tripping and crashing out. I wasn't. I was like, look, it was only by 3 points. It's not like we had a freaking blowout win. Like, bro. I mean, yeah, we didn't play the best basketball. It's okay. But look, like I said, I'm always betting on my team, no matter how we look, how we play, how bad, how good, up, down, side, left, right, over the rainbow, all that. I'm always riding for my team. So not that lose did not really hurt me as much. I was just a little upset. But I knew if we were to lose that game, we were going to come back at the house and take the dubski, which is exactly what happened in last night's game. A little underwater got me coughing. Anyways, game 3 win. That was crazy. So the stats for game 3. Asia had 38 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. She tied her playoff career high, which was insane. Asia is literally the greatest player on this planet in the world. I will glaze her all I want because that is my all-time GOAT. But yeah, Asia had a really good game. She had them on her back. She did her thing. But let's not forget Jackie maybe did not have the best game. She didn't do too scoring wise. She only had 14 points. She had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, but 4 steals. So now, if you think about it, I can talk about Asia all we want, and I'm going to say what Asia said at the post-conference herself. Jackie did things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. Defensively, all of that. Like, on the defensive end, Jackie did her thing, and if y'all didn't watch the game like we did, in person, at home, anyways, Jackie hit the game winner, and that was a big thing. Jackie also hit some big shots from what I've seen during that whole game. So, you know, that Jackie did things. She did her thing. And like I said, I think it's what Asia said. We talk about Asia all you want. Whoop-de-doop. You know, But don't forget about Jackie. Because Jackie does stuff on the defensive and the offensive end. Whether, and even if she's not doing things good offensively, she'll come back in the, she'll come back with things, she'll come back in clutch with the defensive end. Like,
you got
four steals?
You gotta
come
be,
on, man.
You gotta be clutch when the lights is bright in the playoffs. It doesn't matter. Asia Wilson stepped up. Chelsea stepped up. Jackie stepped up. Lloyd stepped up. She did her thing on the defensive end as always. And it was a lot better for Jewel Lloyd because she was able to eliminate her former team from the playoffs.
Oh, I knew she was happy about that one. and I knew she wanted it out.
It couldn't have been a better moment.
Yeah.
To knock your former team off in the playoffs in your own building.
And remember last season, she was on the other side. And then she got swept over here. Because she was on Seattle last season. We swept them. It was like a full circle moment for her, honestly. So I'm happy for Jewel. Jewel definitely did her thing on the defensive end. Even though she didn't have the best scoring thing, people are probably gonna come for us regardless. It don't matter. She also does things that don't show up on a stat sheet.
Exactly.
Like, look.
Hustle plays.
Hustle.
Diving on the floor.
Yup. Throwing.
Trying to get the ball.
Getting the board out. She's like 5'11", I think. She's still grabbing these boards.
She's still out there doing what she's supposed to do. It doesn't. Listen, you ain't gotta look pretty to win. Sometimes you gotta get down and dirty. Sometimes you gotta have them ugly wins. Sometimes you gotta do a little extra. And that's what the Aces has been doing.
Yup.
Even the bench players, Aaliyah Nye, doing what she got to do.
Dana it's not Evans, offensive, she got defense.
Dana Evans coming out there doing what she got to do. Kirsten Bell, Cheyenne, everybody. It doesn't always have to be scoring and passing. It could be setting up screens to free the open person.
Yep.
It could be making the pass. It could be like, okay, let's say Cheyenne's cutting to the basket and they hit her with the ball. She could easily make the layup. But if she see Aaliyah Knight in the corner, she's going to dish it out to her to get a better look. And she has the faith and trust in Aaliyah to make that pass, which allows an open three to happen. So it's not always about scoring and getting rebounds. It's always about making the right play at the right time.
Yup. Everyone did their thing last night. Chelsea literally almost had a double-double. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Come on now. Other than Asia, Jackie, and Chelsea being the only 3 starters that made it in double digits, everyone else on the team still did their part and played their role. Like that last play. When they threw in Kia in for the last possession that Seattle had.
Right. They brought it. They needed a defensive stop.
They needed a defensive stop, and that's exactly what happened.
And they brought in the one and only the ring collector.
100%. Like, you can't just, like, yes, everyone has their own, like, own opinions, and everyone has their own favorite players on their team or whatever. But I feel like sometimes people don't look at what they do to get the win.
Right.
Like defensively, offensively, anything. That whole win last night was a full-on team win. We won by 1 point. Big props to Jackie for that big game shot. And like I said, they got each other's back. That was reminding me. Because look, Asia was going to go for the game winner. But then you got Jackie coming under the paint watching the ball. I think Jackie said it herself at the post conference.
Jackie was there.
Yeah, Jackie was there.
At the right place at the right time.
Yeah, Jackie said in the post conference, because I love watching the post conference. What she said is that this is what went through Jackie's mind, because this is what she was saying. So, Asia shot the ball, giving faith in Asia. Everyone had faith in Asia. If Asia made that, she would have had a playoff high. But it's okay. But look, what Jackie said is that she saw the ball. It was up. And it was a little more to the right. And what she said, it was either going to bounce in or it was going to come off.
Right.
So, I'm pretty... When I was looking at the replay and just going back, I saw her I think when she noticed that, she started running for that paint, hopped up out of there, get that put back, had like four people on her, and she still hit that, bro. Like, come on. Everyone got each other's back, man, on that team. They're all like, don't ever count them out in any situation, because I know a lot of people has, given what her season was in the beginning, so, you know.
And all y'all out there, y'all might not have faith in Kia Stokes, but you know who do? Becky Hammond.
100%. And people are probably going to get mad at that because they think that Kia is just all bad. I don't think people understand it.
Why you think they put it in for the final play of the game?
For a defensive stop. And because of that, faith. This is why you don't ever lose faith in your team. I knew a lot of people had no, was already losing faith literally the first quarter of the game. I was like, how are y'all losing? Y'all are crashing out after the first quarter? Why are y'all freaking out right now? Like, you know, I'm just saying, that made me a little mad, because look, you guys change up and lost faith so quick. Like, listen, look, you just gotta have faith. That's what we did, that's what I had, that's what he had, that's what we had the whole season. Now look at us. Second seed, now we're going to the semis. Thanks for that. Thank you for that.
And this is exactly how I was looking during the final play.
I believe that. 100%.
I wasn't worried. Crazy part is, before Jackie even had the putback shot up, I told everybody that we got this. Don't stress out. We got this. We here for a reason. Listen, calm down. Breathe. We got this. And then Jackie did the putback.
Yup, just like that. Just don't ever lose faith on the team, Steve, Agent Zero. Also, shout out to Clever Shirts for this shirt, Agent Zero. Look up clevershirts.com. Go ahead and peep that fire shirt, by the way. That's why it's up there. Anyways, but yes, that was a rundown of things from last night's game. Everyone did their part. Everyone did their thing. I'm proud of the team. We're proud of the team. Now we're going to the semis against Indiana. When is it? Sunday is game one. And then Tuesday is game two. They're both at the house. So, what were you saying about fever?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna bring our medicine so we can get rid of this fever. That's what we're going to do. That's all we can do.
Bro wrote that out and told me. I got
my medicine ready.
I was a little under the weather, but look. But yes, that's exactly how things went. So, we weathered the storm, no pun intended, which is kind of funny because it was actually raining in Vegas yesterday. And then we weathered the storm.
Oh, yeah, we weathered the storm.
We weathered the storm, like, twice.
Because we weathered the storm. And then now the fever is trying to make us sick. What is going on?
It's that fever, man. We gotta eliminate that fever with that medicine.
We're gonna take a double dose of Asia. And then we're gonna get some Jackie Wilson. Listen, for y'all don't know, Jackie Wilson is a singer. Look him up. He got some fire hair. He's an old school dude, but I promise you, his stuff is fire.
Jackie Wilson's crazy.
You turn off some Jackie Wilson, then you get some Jackie Young, you wipe your nose, and all that fever, gone. I'm telling you.
Just like that.
Asia Wilson, Jackie Young, gonna cure all of that. Fever gonna be gone.
Despite our loss, despite how they are, they're up 2 in the regular. We coming for revenge.
You not worried about what they up to?
I ain't worried. I'm just saying we gonna get revenge.
Listen. Caitlin Clark,
home court.
Sophie Cunningham, Green Eggs and Ham. Ace is winning.
Aces and five. That's what we say. But yes, there anything else you want to have before we end it off here?
Oh no, we're not gonna say ace and five in this series. So I'm gonna let you know off the bat. We gotta have a decisive game five. We ain't got time for all that.
Aces and two.
We trying to. We trying to get these three games and get up out of there.
Aces and two.
No, three.
Three. Aces and three. There you go.
We trying to get up out of there. We trying to conserve our energy. You know. We ain't trying to be out here having these long playoff battles. Nah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you heard it from here. You heard it here. Aces in three. Not five, but in three. Not two, but in three. We'll see y'all on the other side. Anything else you want to add before we end it off here?
If you're there Sunday, we're going to be there early in the morning. When you see us, don't be afraid to speak to us, because we do speak back.
We 100% do.
We gonna turn up.
Don't not be shy. We like talking people. We like talking to people. You just gotta catch us.
We gonna have fun, and we gonna watch Caitlin Clark sit on the sidelines and get mad, and we gonna see Sophie Cunningham crash out, and then we gonna see Lexi miss a whole bunch of threes. So be there or be square, because you won't be around.
Yep. Don't forget to catch us at the games. We got it off Sunday and Tuesday. So catch us there. If y'all see us, I might be wearing a bandana, or I'm not wearing a bandana, but I'm probably gonna be rocking my Asian Zero shirt. I'm probably gonna rock that Sunday. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for watching and listening to our podcast. We gonna get up out of here, probably get something to eat, because we both hungry. As you know what, I'm not gonna say that, but you know what I mean.
Hungry in the mug.
There we go. Well, so we'll catch y'all on the next one, next episode. Hope y'all enjoyed our rants, our all that. And leave us some suggestions in the comments of what else y'all wanna see. Our recaps could come up. Forgot to post the last recap because it was a lot. It was like, I was tired. I think we recorded it, but I didn't upload it because I was too tired to edit it. Anyways, all right, I'm talking too much. We gonna get some food and we finna head out. We'll see you on the next episode. Deuces.